In the face of utter failure, Texas Democrats and their support organizations are still calling for the expansion of Obamacare by demanding Texas take the Medicaid eligibility expansion pushed by the White House. In an interview with K-Texas just before the election, the HD 71 Democrat nominee, who lost by a wide margin as expected, was quoted as saying that if victorious, he would work to convince Governor Abbott that the right thing to do is to expand Medicaid. How intelligent can Democrats be when they advocate for that which has proven a complete failure? There were media reports out last week saying that the states that took this Obamacare expansion deal are about to have their budgets overwhelmed by the scheme. The 24 states with a year or more of data available expected no more than 5.5 million would ever sign up, but their expansion enrollment's already 11.5 million, more than double its projected all-time maximum, reported HotAir.com. Medicaid's already a budget buster. It is the primary funding crowd-out issue, restricting more funds going to public education and transportation projects in Texas. Expanding the program even with the original estimates makes a bad situation worse. Expanding it and seeing initial estimates of those who would sign up for health care welfare more than double is beyond disastrous. In Texas, Republicans have prevented this major worsening of a budgetary calamity, which would force tax increases. All the while, Democrats have pushed for such. The two parties are not all the same. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.